Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. Starting a business can be hard work, but it doesn't need to be confusing too. And that is why I founded Thea Collective, a learning community for entrepreneurs. Learn from experts across law, finance, tax, operations, marketing, sales, and more, and get the blueprint on how to set up and run your own business. Text biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709, or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Hello, friends. I am back today with my friend, Megan Headley. If you did not listen to the interview with her yesterday, be sure to go do that. Megan is an entrepreneur, artist, and healer. She is a multi-passionate creative living in her dream Adobe home on a high desert horse rescue ranch in New Mexico. She is a professional artist showing work mostly in Los Angeles, Oregon, and New Mexico. She is a face reader and Chinese medicine-informed life and business coach, a craniosacral therapist with a practice in Santa Fe, an online sales aficionada, a network marketing mentor, a future Chinese medicine doc, an ex-college professor, and the owner of Red Earth Wellness Way, a true wearer of many hats and a lover of entrepreneurship. And Megan is back on the show today with a short business tip on why you should honor the season that you are in your life and your business. So with that, Megan, you have the floor. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much. And yes, so today we are going to talk about honoring the season that you're in. And as you can see, I do wear many hats and that can be challenging. And sometimes, you know, it can feel like you should take a break from one or a pause from one, which is honor. This is part of it, is to honor that. There's two parts. One part is to understand that it's okay to be all the things. Sometimes you may get a lesson from the world or from your childhood or online or offline, anywhere that says, no, you need to choose one thing. But if it is what lights you up, then it is the path for you to walk. And I think I remember a person observing one time that I was doing too many things. And it's right after I'd accepted another sales job on top of a few other things. But I was so excited by each piece of what I was doing. And really the part I had to work on was balancing, because I am a little flowy with my life, and getting good structures in place is a harder thing for me. So, but when I get that piece in place, I can truly flow into all of it. But I remember a coach of mine said, don't worry about what that person said. If everything you're doing is making you excited, then it's something you can do. Kind of, I already said that, but it's something I have to repeat to myself, because I can have those messages can get to me sometimes, like, uh-oh, I'm going to have a breakdown, or uh-oh, I can't do it all. But when I think about how much each thing gives me joy, it's like, no, I'm going to keep doing each thing. Now, on that note, honoring the season you're in is important. So just a couple days ago, I had written a post about how I haven't actually, I'm a painter, probably first and foremost, but I had written about how I hadn't touched paint, haven't made a painting truly since August. And that has been feeling a little weird, because usually it's a part of my daily practice. It's a part of something that grounds me and helps me flow. But it's been a season of lots of clients, lots of meetings, lots of sales calls. And I've loved it. You know, I've really loved it. And there's a little birdie in there that makes me feel a bit guilty to not be in my studio, or I walk past my studio and I feel like, so sorry, studio. It's just not, I'm not doing it right now. And so accepting that is what I'm here to talk about, is just truly embracing that it's okay to take these pauses. And especially if it's a creative thing, sometimes you just really need that. You really need that pause to replenish and refuel. And you, especially if you're an entrepreneur, are designing your life. So it's ultimately up to you, with the awareness. And this is another little side note I'll say, because I've invested in a few different mentors and coaches. I have one mentor that's very much about doing one thing and focusing on that. And I don't fully resonate with that, but there's so much that I gain from working with him that it doesn't matter. Like, I continue, and I completely still value his perspective on so many other aspects of my life. And part of that is when you're working with people, or maybe you haven't even invested in a coach and a mentor, just remember that you are the person to make the decisions ultimately for yourself. And that is empowering. There's always going to be another 10 steps to this, or the blueprint for this, or, you know, 3 steps to 6 figures in 1 month, whatever. You have all these crazy things and they're awesome. And you know what? They've worked for people. But I think the biggest reminder is to just go with the way that works for you, while taking in advice from people that you respect and admire, but knowing that it's going to be your path, I think is the biggest message that I want to share.
No, I think all of that is great. You mentioned too, like the guilt around, you know, passing the studio. Yeah. And as you know, guilt is such a low frequency to be in. Do you feel like when you have those feelings, it's just you, quote unquote, shoulding on yourself?
Yes. Absolutely. It's very odd to have so many appointments right now. And it used to be like, I was so attached. I really love a morning ritual, but sometimes I can get attached to it to the point that it becomes like, if I don't do this, I will be off for the rest of the day, or there's no way I'm going to. And part of it is detaching a bit and just allowing each day to happen. So, you know, it used to be that I had to get up and I had to write in my journal, write some gratitude, or else I would just be lost for the day. But finding that, you know what, I can actually wake up and get on my computer and start working if I feel like it. And that's not going to be the end of the world. In fact, it might be exactly what I need to do. So a little bit loosening the grip is how I can break that pattern of shoulding. And another thing is, when you do release that a bit, you know, I used to be afraid as a young artist that when I had other seasons of not painting, that I wasn't an artist. You know, I don't think this anymore, but I thought, I'm not an artist. But that can apply to anything. Like, let's say you take a little pause from a part of your business. You go, I'm not a coach, or I'm not a whatever it is that you are, because you need to take a bit of a pause. But that piece of you is always there. And usually that pause is going to open you up to something even better that will probably integrate exactly what you're doing, but in a more profound way. Or it may create a complete pivot. And one piece of taking my creative pauses, I don't take that many. And for me, a pause can be like a week, feels like a year. But when I do, it'll allow me the freedom to get back into my true creativity. And I actually took a break from doing personalized painting commissions for a while because I wanted to access a new part of my creativity so that I can actually produce something truly new. And yeah, it's about trusting that timing versus, as you said, shoulding all over yourself.
I think that this is an important message too, because for the entrepreneurs listening, you know, ultimately, we are earning an income by creating something, you know, whether it's a company or a physical product or content. So the date of recording is December 7th. And this is my last interview until January.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love interviewing, but I feel like if you are in some type of creative field, you really do need to take the time out and honor that so that you can recharge batteries and kind of see things through a new lens and get re-inspired. So is that ringing true for you as well?
And that actually reminds me, yes, absolutely. And it reminds me, I just had a prospective client, someone that wants to book a face reading with me, ask for an appointment right when I'm taking 2 weeks off. And the scarcity part of me said, oh, I can make it work, right? Like, I got to book her in. The other part of me said, I've got to set that boundary for myself. I need 2 weeks. And that's part of being my own business, is that I give myself that time freedom and I trust in it, you know? And so I'll just send her the link for January. It's no big deal. But sometimes as a business owner, you can try to make every little thing fit in. So it's also a bit about saying no. And just like you said, like taking those rests for inspiration. I think so often as entrepreneurs, we can just start creating another 9-to-5 job for ourselves without realizing it.
And, or more hours than that.
Or more. Yeah, exactly. Like 8 to midnight.
Yep.
But when you can remember that you're probably doing this to have true freedom, you can have, like I said, a little bit less of that scarcity energy and more like, when I honor myself first, everything else flows.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you don't have seasons of like working super hard because you're just on it every moment. But that health and that mental health, physical health, giving yourself what you really, really want is only going to refill your cup in such a more profound way.
Yeah, I love everything you're saying. So for those of you listening who feel like you need to call like a TO on whatever it is that you're doing,
yeah.
It's okay. Honor it. And what I'm hearing yeah. from you overwhelmingly, Meg, is like listening to your intuition and like what feels good
yes.
in your body and in your gut and trusting that that is taking you on the correct path.
And that gave me one more thing I'm so glad you mentioned, because yes, I'm all about intuition, and this could be a whole nother conversation, but I'll just touch on it briefly, is the masculine and feminine energies that we have. We all have them both. And that is, and everything in between. So it's not like man, woman, it's just masculine, feminine. We've got the different energies, and there's going to be a season where you implement both. Sometimes it's like super structured, or maybe a day where you implement all of it. Really structured moment and then flow. But one thing that a coach has reminded me when I get a little like, oh, I got to create this thing, because I get very creative and I go, I got to put it out right now. And sometimes that comes out in very intense energy instead of super aligned energy. So she reminded me, it's very simple, but knowing can be kind of a mantra, but saying something like, my energy is always working for me. Mm-hmm. And this is something that allows me to take a day off or to take 2 days off. And think, and it's so fascinating. Like, I actually just had this happen a couple weeks ago. It was on Thanksgiving, maybe the day after Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh, I got to put out this, you know, especially with that Black Friday pressure and this type of thing. Got to put this out. But I didn't really want to put it out, and I wasn't feeling it. And I just rested, and two clients just showed up in my email, my inbox. And it wasn't because of a post I made that day. So it's just knowing that we have, there is something working for us when we are not fully working. And that can apply to whatever business you're working or whatever you're wanting to manifest in life, is as long as you're putting the passion forward and you're listening to your intuition and following what lights you up, things are going to be working for you. And sometimes it's about a season of healing versus a season of output.
Yes.
Yes. I'm glad you said intuition.
I love everything you said. It's interesting how much this conversation around feminine and masculine energy keeps coming up. And I think a lot of people are like kind of mystified by that. So I invite you to dig deeper. I'll probably need to do an episode on that actually, now that I'm talking about it. But yeah, I think this toxic hustle culture of like, you got to grind, like, no, sometimes you really need to rest and recharge and have those mm-hmm. things in balance so that you can show up as the best version of you and an inspired version of you versus like burnt out and then withholding your gifts. And we need your gifts, right?
Exactly. I was going to make a joke and say, if you are burnt out, I've got a flower essence for you that's for burnout.
Wait, what is it? But, tell us about this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So something I recommend to both my clients online and offline, I sell them in person, but online, I just recommend them to buy themselves, is flower essences. And flower essences are very powerful. I'm very into, you know, whether it's herbs, anything from nature has been so healing for me and mind, body, spirit. But why I like flower essences is they're very simple in the sense that often I just start a person on one essence, and it can be for anything that they're going through, literally, physically, mentally. And you can feel differences quite profoundly, quite quickly. And I like to do that rather than pile on a bunch of herbs or a bunch of this, because maybe you get to, it's like you lift one layer and then you can figure out how to go more deeply into their healing. But yeah, I just had a patient last week who I gave a very simple flower essence to. It's called Bright Mornings from the brand that I work with. And she felt a shift in a day. So
wow.
This is so, it's so gentle is why I like it. It's very harmless and usually very soothing. So yeah, if you have any questions about that, you can always reach out to me or as a client, and I I kind of know like this much about flower essences, but what I do know is they've helped me. And so I'm kind of sharing that with the people that I work with as well.
For those of you who couldn't see, since you're listening, oh, yeah. She did like about a thimble size is how much she knows.
I keep forgetting.
But that's okay. I know, right? Well, thank you so much for coming back on. I'll link everything in the show notes too, so that people can learn how to work with you, buy art from you. If you have a link to flower essences, that sounds cool. We'll throw that in there too. And sure. Yeah, thank you for coming on for a second episode. It's been such a pleasure.
Of course. Thank you so much.
This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text BIZ, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com. That's theia-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about the corporate dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Next time.